Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my special guest, Steve Abramowitz. Welcome, Steve.
Good morning.
Steve has been a guest on the show before, but we've got some neat things to talk about. By way of background, Steve is director of Accelerant for the Greater Washington, D.C. metro area, and he's been leading a campaign nationwide to inspire, educate, and lead chief executive officers to connect more powerfully within their organizations, their business and personal relationships, in the marketplace, and their communities. Let me see if I can spit that word out. Steve is in the process of writing a book, but he's a nationally recognized speaker, and he's talking about how to connect properly. So let's dig right in. You've got a playbook for all
that's
this
true
stuff.
Actually, it's in front of us on the table right now.
So tell me, what are the keys, the strategy behind connecting? What's it all about?
Well, I think, first of all, I think it's something every one of us can do more of and do better at. I look at it as a muscle that we don't exercise enough. So I think the key about connecting is recognizing that whether it's in our business life or in our personal life, relationships matter. And if we want more relationships, or we want better relationships, or we want to create more and better outcomes from them, we've got to contribute more to them. And so I think, as it pertains to business, which is a good topic for us today,
sure,
when we talk about connecting, I think the thing that makes the most sense is to recognize the value of relationships in your business life. So I think if you have clients as part of what you do for a living, or you have accounts, and those are relationships, obviously. And I think the first thing to keep in mind is that everybody is looking to further or advance their own business life, their own agenda, their own revenue, their own growth. And when you begin to align that with each other, pretty much anyone you come in contact with in the business world that has business relationships or clients, there's something that you have in common. And that's the desire to increase them, make them more productive, make them more loyal, and to create and get more value from them.
Now, everybody's been focusing on the social media context, the online networking aspect of using Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or all of the various and sundry, blogging. I just finished a conversion of my website into a blog, and I've got a Twitter account. But one of the key aspects of your philosophy is that online networking alone doesn't necessarily cut it, does
it? No, in fact,
why?
Well, I consider online social media as a branding tool. It's a way to get your voice out. It's a way to create your story. It's a way to build credibility and have people hear your voice. But if you think about it for a second, how many emails a day do you think you get, Wayne Zell, expert lawyer and also radio show host, from people that are social media related? Newsletters,
right.
Click here to see images. And how many do you actually read?
Right.
In some cases, social media has really become just another form of spam. The difficulty with social
media... Our email boxes are saturated.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the difficulty is social media doesn't necessarily expand or enhance relationships or create more value for them. In fact, when I look at the numbers, I speak to over 1,000 CEOs a year of new companies that I come in contact with.
Right.
Half want to sit down and connect with other CEOs. And I think those numbers are pretty similar throughout the country. And what that tells us is there's no replacement for a good old-fashioned relationship.
Mm-hmm.
A handshake, looking across the table, building value together, trusting each other enough to refer our best relationships to each other, and to trust that they'll be cared for.
I'm surprised that it's only half. I would think that a lot more would want to do the connecting with CEOs and other CEOs.
It could be, but there are other agendas. Sometimes people are busy growing their company, scaling their company, adding staff. Some people are doing extremely well and are struggling to get all the work done that they have.
So when we talk about networking, what do you mean by networking?
Well, I actually make a distinction between networking and connecting.
Okay.
Okay. To me, networking is an activity, and it's an activity that's generally good for the host. Or not really the sponsors or the participants. Networking is, in the way I look at it, is putting yourself in a position where you're going into, we'll call it for general purposes, a room.
Okay.
And you're going into a room with a lot of people. You generally don't know who's going to be there other than the sponsors who are on the invitations.
Right.
You don't know if your competitors are going to be there. And you don't know what everyone's agenda is. And more importantly, there are no rules in terms of getting to the people you want to speak to.
Okay.
So what often happens if you go into an event like that, assuming in Washington you deal with the Beltway and you get there at a reasonable time,
right,
you may actually meet people. But statistically, what we see is that people don't actually follow up the relationships that they meet. either with the invitations to connect that are given to them, or the invitations that people have promised them to connect afterwards. So right. We find that it's generally largely inefficient, and it doesn't give you any advantage. So
these big, giant networking events are kind of a waste of time, is what you're saying.
Well,
potentially.
From a senior executive standpoint, most don't go.
Yep.
You know, unless you can sit on a board, unless you can be in a more intimate breakout type of room where you're with 20 people or less, where you can actually build a relationship, have a conversation, look somebody in the eye, and those rooms are vetted, it's very difficult to be consistently be good at it. And there are a lot of people who have made a living doing it, but it's a very, very high touch rate and a very low level of efficiency. To me, the difference between networking and connection is a huge distinction. Connecting is actually making the contact, building a mutually aligned relationship, and moving forward together with an approach that can lead to value.
So what are the rules of engagement in connecting? How do you connect successfully with people that you may not have had relationships previously? How do you do this?
Well, the number one rule is to begin to see yourself as a problem solver, right?
I think
you know, everyone is happy to talk about their problem or what their goal is or what their ambition is. And if you demonstrate enough credibility, and usually the best way to do that is to simply ask the question, what's your biggest challenge? Who would you like to meet? People will start talking.
Right.
And, you know, statistics show, whether they're psychological or social, that when you can have a conversation and people are talking about what's valuable to them and you're listening, you have credibility.
Uh-huh.
So if you can get to the point in a conversation where somebody is talking about connecting and they tell you, look, we really want to build our relationships with large government contracting firms, and we have Lockheed Martin as a relationship, but we're getting nowhere with Raytheon. Well, then they've presented to you a problem that's solvable. Now, you may not know anyone at Raytheon, but you can certainly figure that out later. So what we find is that when you actually connect and ask people questions and figure out how to solve their problems, that usually is the differentiator. There are four pieces of a connection that actually result in a successful connection. And I'm happy to walk our listeners through that if you'd like.
Sure. What are the four?
I think the first thing is you have to be vetted. You have to be in the group. You have to be known as a reliable, trustworthy relationship in that room. So being referred in helps. If you're invited by invitation only to a group that has certain demographics involved,
right,
that gives you credibility. So you have to be vetted. Someone who is interested in potentially doing business with you or connecting with you has to know that you are a known quantity in their world.
That's a hot lead. It makes sense because there's a trust factor that goes along with that referral, I would assume.
Correct. And there's a whole section in our playbook on how to actually get vetted.
Okay.
So that's something that, you know, is, we'll just accept for this part of the conversation, is something that you've done. You're vetted. You're in the room.
All right. Number two.
Second thing is you have to have permission to have the conversation about connecting with the person you want to connect with. And this is where networking often fails. You walk into a room and because somebody's standing there doesn't give you the right to have the conversation that you want to have.
Okay.
And I think we've all experienced that frustration. You're sitting across the room from someone that you really want to talk to about something very specific, but you can't. So you have permission. The third thing is that person is willing to have what we call a mask-off conversation. They're willing to let down their guard and talk to you about what's really going on.
That's a one-on-one conversation.
Right. If you have the first two, the third happens relatively easily.
Right.
You can't do that cold. You can't walk into a cold room with 1,000 people, book a list or something of that nature, and then expect someone to
have an intimate conversation, right, and start revealing, right, their innermost secrets or problems to you, right?
Right. And number four to me is the hidden secret that most people don't get. And it's in my estimation, I don't have any statistics, it's where connecting often fails because there's no communication on this issue. And that is, what is that number one mission critical issue the person you're trying to connect with has to deal with? So they may love the idea of your product or service, may absolutely be willing to talk to you about it, but until they solve the major issue that's on their table, they're not going to return your call. And it's not that they don't like you or don't respect you or don't want to do business with you. It's just not important enough to knock out number one out of the way.
So number one is fulfilling their need. If you have a service,
correct,
or a product that's going to fulfill their specific hidden need,
right,
then you may have an entree into that particular individual that you're talking to.
World-class connectors ask the question, if I can help you solve that, will we be able to get to the business at hand? And when you get to that point in the conversation, that really is the only question left.
So you've got a roadmap,
yes,
for aligning and connecting, and it looks like it has 5 steps. What are those 5 steps? Can you sort of run us through that real quick?
Well, I think the first thing is you have to recognize the power of your own individual relationships. And the relationships you have are also important to have as a priority. So you want to keep your priority with your existing relationships. And one of the ways to do that is to become an advocate for them.
Okay.
Right. So build your reputation by asking the people that are important to you, what's important for them, who do they want to meet, and what's the outcome they'd like.
And make the introductions.
Correct. Well, the other thing to also ask people is the first question is, who do you need help meeting? The second question is, who can you help others meet? Because the reality is, if I'm going to refer you to somebody, besides knowing your reputation, there often is another relationship in play that that person would like, and it makes it easier for them to say yes. So if I said to you, Wayne, tell me who your best client is, and I want to introduce your best client to a stranger, is that okay?
Right.
Most people would say no.
No.
Right? Now, yeah. If I say, now we'll use the example of, say, a supermarket chain. If you say your best client is Safeway,
right?
I've got someone whose best relationship is Giant, and they're really hungry to meet Safeway. And I think if the two of you connect with your various expertises, Giant and Safeway can change hands. Are you interested in making that introduction?
And that there's a synergy, and there's a win-win type of proposition for both parties.
This piece, is the piece that most people often drop the ball with or don't have an interest in doing. This is where you have to think like a connector, and you have to think like a problem solver. In order to build a volley, I look at ping pong or tennis as the example here. You have to commit to, try to make some mutually beneficial connections. Not, hey, Wayne, I'm going to refer a couple of people to you, and then
have a nice day.
Right, right. It's got to be two way
for everybody. Reciprocal, yeah,
for everybody.
So, I think you listed out in the five steps: determine who your perfect client is.
Right.
Value proposition. Why would a company use your service? What's the pain that you're basically solving? Mm-hmm. And then why should they listen to you? That's really getting to their hidden secret or their hidden need. And what are you asking for them? Which is what you just addressed. And mm-hmm. what are you asking from them?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good roadmap.
I'll give you, I'll share with you something that we do in every gathering where we have senior executives, usually, 8 to 12. Is we also ask everyone in the room to define who an A-plus client is of yours or account is of yours. It's easy for that credibility. And we always ask, who do you want help meeting and who do you have in your relationship or Rolodex that you can introduce people to? Those really are the parts of the puzzle that you can put together.
Okay. You've got a law of 250 in your outline that caught my eye. And what is the law of 250? I thought that was fascinating. It sounds like it's a mathematical algorithm.
You have the math in front of me. Yeah. The assumption is everyone knows at least 250 people, right?
Okay.
So if you look at that and you look at 250 people, that means that those 250 people know 250 people.
That's a pretty significant assumption. Some people may know 5,000, other people may know one or two because they're introverts,
So when you look at the math on that, the number you have in front of you is
250 times 250 equals
225,000 people.
Yeah, something like that.
Yep, big number.
Big number.
The point here is
Multiplying exponentially. It's actually, if each of your contacts knows at least 250, then that's 62,500.
Correct.
At the second level only.
Right.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, most people don't get to the third level, but the third level is over 15 million.
Yeah, that's silly.
Here's the reality. The reality is there are enough people in your Rolodex and enough people in the Rolodexes of the people that you know to satisfy any relationship goals that you have.
Okay.
That's really good news for us in Washington.
Okay.
And this is why I lead this campaign, because the reality is if I exercise and energize my 250 and I help you, Wayne, exercise your 250 and we help our listeners exercise our 250, we're all going to be much more productive. And it's why we need to know the rules.
That's exponential growth.
Exactly. And so it's really about all of us getting a little bit more athletic on the topic.
All right. Now, there's a couple of pointers. We've only got a minute left. I'm thinking maybe we should do a follow-up segment on this and do another 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
After we're done with this 15 minutes, we'll do another 15 minutes. We're talking with Steve Abramowitz, who is director of Accelerant for the greater Washington, D.C. metro area. And our time is coming to an end. Steve, if people want to know more about your organization and get in touch with you for speaking opportunities, how do they do that?
Well, there's two ways. You can go to our website, www.accelerant.com. You can email me directly. At steve@steveabramowitz.com, and my Twitter handle is CEO Connector, or you can look me up on LinkedIn. I'm an open LinkedIn user.
Excellent. I'm Wayne Zell, and you're listening to Blueprint for Wealth. Have a great week, and join us next week for another special topic and special guest. Thanks for listening.